Hello and welcome to Testing Stories from India. This is Pradeep Soundararajan. This series of podcasts are hosted at Ben Simos, qualityfrog.com. Today, I'm going to talk about a discussion that I had with Michael Bolton. No, I'm not referring to the guy in Office Space, nor am I referring to the singer. I'm referring to a philosopher. I'm referring to an expert tester. I'm referring to my coach. So Michael asked me a question. Pradeep, what do you expect when you order a beer? Well, I expect a beer. Oh, really? Okay, answer these questions then. Do you expect the waiter to bring you the beer as soon as possible? Yes. Do you expect the waiter to be dressed properly? Yes. Do you expect the bill? Yes. Do you expect the bill to contain the quantity that you have ordered? Yes. Do you expect the bill to be consistent with the rates in the menu card? Yes. Do you expect the waiter to get the beer cold? Yes. Do you expect the waiter to pour the beer into the glass with less froth? Yes. Do you expect mosquitoes to be floating on the beer? No. Do you expect the beer to be spilled over the table? No. The conversation went on. There were a lot of questions that I had to answer. At the end, there was no need for Michael Bolton to explicitly say the learnings that a tester has with this conversation. I understood that there are a lot of hidden lessons there. Let me share with you a few that I think. So if I'm a tester who thinks specification document, requirement document is my Bible, I'm going wrong because the customer has many expectations surrounding every word and every sentence that is there. Now, unless I question and I get the answers for those, I might not be able to help the customers feel happy. However, testing is not a job to ensure that the customer is happy. Testing is questioning a product in order to evaluate it. Testers are like lighthouses or torchlights. They go everywhere and try to show the dark corners of the project. So here is the next one. When testers write test cases and someone else executes that, the person who wrote the test case might have had a lot of different expectations than what the person executing the test, reading the test script, will have. And hence, the purpose of the person writing a test script to execute a certain test is lost, and there is some other test that is executed. And when different testers refer to the same test case document and execute the tests, you might have observed that some testers catch some bugs which others don't. Well, it's because of this reason. Because of the expectation reason. Because the person who wrote the script might have expected a tester to perform certain steps in certain ways. For instance, James and Michael discussed about ambiguity in test scripts. Taking an example of a test case which had step 1, reboot the computer. There are many ways to reboot the computer. Which one was the tester who wrote the script referring to? Now the next one is about the expected result that testers usually write in the test case documents for every test. There is not just one expected result. exploratory testers keep their eyes, ears, and feelings open to get a lot of different information. If testers are biased with an expected result, they focus on it and they try to defocus on the rest of the things that are happening. This makes them to find lesser bugs. This makes them to fail notice the bugs that just fly away. So if you want yourself to find more bugs with the same tests, take out the expected result and keep your expectations open. Whatever happens, you're going to observe, you're going to listen, you're going to feel, and that helps you to find the bugs. Thank you. You could email me at pradeep.srajan@gmail.com or pradeep.srajan@gmail.com or refer to my blog testertested.blogspot.com. Happy testing and have a nice time.